Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
It's an open line. Whatever you want to discuss, please let us know.
Open line. Open line on kaya959.
Open line today, our Uncle Sizwe. Tell her at least he played to we and the Kube 10 minutes nyana. Today, Owami, it was the first time Asenda, and he was like, I'm waiting for Uncle Caesar Obuti. I Kalise, if I am on radio. Hey, Umdana, Uhambe, Akala, Nkosiyami, school when I had to wait in Pake until Ipele, Ama Anza, Ashi, Uayake, Aishwong, Shem, Nkosiyami, Ulisedi, I, Uncle Caesar, 10 minutes at least, we play the Udala Wonka, my voice note.
So Adlala Wonke, we play all the voice notes that are loaded. Shitsiki Nkinga, it has to be Lavanda Malodama voice notes.
Yeah.
Are you getting into? So Chris, Keta, Kwame, those are the three culprits. Mina, Ebo Play-Doh. I don't play around. I'd rather be late for you.
So Kalisa Lama voice note. A studio ngale bakhalisa abantwana. Please, guys, man.
Nah, yeah. Man. But anyway, again. Listen to this.
Good morning, Kai 959. My name is Lisedi, and for today's riddle, it becomes a word.
Now, the question is, Chris, big up level voice notes. Ben ngai fang an. Ben ngai fang an level voice notes. Hey, I always tell you, my favorite type of listeners are the young ones.
Yeah, let's please record that and send it to the mother so that Lisedi hears it after school, man.
Yeah, these are my favorite type of listeners. Oh, don't let these guys down.
Oh.
Hey? Play-Doh, Holy Grail, don't mess around, please.
On open line, is it advisable to like negotiate with debt collectors? You know, like you get calls from companies like DMC saying they want to contact you regarding your debt on behalf of a bank, and that time that debt is like over 6 years, because there was a time where I was not employed for a long time and I couldn't pay back a loan that I had taken from a bank, and the bank didn't contact me for the longest of time. Now there's this DMC out of nowhere keeps on calling me. Is it advisable to negotiate with them, or will I be ruining my credit record, which is already tainted actually?
So here's the thing, there's something called prescription. After 5 years, debt becomes, it prescribes, right? So it means you're no longer liable to pay it back. But prescription only applies if you haven't been contacted in those 5 years regarding that debt. So only you know if they've contacted you over the last 5 years. And if they have, then that debt obviously still stands. The way you're talking, it sounds like there's a judgment against you as well. So if you don't care about the judgments and you're like, "Ay, veli kamalamsel betile," then I suppose there's nothing they can do to you. But it is advisable to always try and negotiate and honor the debt. That way you can then have a rescission of judgment and clear your name and move on with your life. That's only if you feel like you're in a position to be able to pay that debt off, though.
So are you negotiating with the debt collector or the agency or with the company that you actually owe?
So it doesn't matter. Sometimes there will be a debt collector. Other times there will be somebody who actually buys the debt book.
Yeah, the book.
Then once that debt is now theirs. You owe Standard Bank, but they've paid Standard Bank on your behalf. You now owe them.
Aha.
It's also a perfectly legal way to operate. Now, if you want, you can obviously fight all of this. But to fight it, you need obviously legal representative. And instead of using the money to pay lawyers, you may just use the money to pay back a debt. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Come up with some kind of an arrangement, especially if you can afford it. And then from that arrangement, okay, basically I won't transition. But it's up to you, like I said.
For open mind, I want us to, as South Africa, I want us to discuss indaba yokutshwala, guys. Why are we denying that alcohol is a problem in this country? Because people are denying alcohol. No. We even saw lockdown, how they fought for utshwala ukuthi buthengiwe. Like, what is the problem? Why is it embelanga utshwaleni?
Abantu nje ngikutshele mina, society as a whole, they like encouraging nonsense. Not just alcohol, rogue behavior, weed, all sorts of degeneracy. And they say no, ni strict too much, kids are supposed to have fun, yonke lento, umbetho yonke lento yenzeka la. Even in Ghana, the way kids behave now, I'll use the term kids. Some of them are not kids. They're over 18. If you see what happens at Groove, all in the name of Groove. Nonsense, Yonkaliando.
I genuinely think, I mean, there's many countries which have alcohol as accessible as in South Africa, and they don't have the same problems that we have. So there's an underlying problem, and I think if you're blaming it on the alcohol alone, that's just a symptom. There's an underlying problem as to why then there's this alcohol dependency that causes this degeneracy. Because every other country has got alcohol as accessible, but they don't have the problems that they have due to alcohol. So I think there's an underlying problem. But yes, alcohol is a factor, definitely.
Yeah, I agree with you. There is an underlying problem, but that doesn't stop us from also shaming those that drink. For example, now, right, you heard in the headlines, a lady was driving to work with her two kids. Oh, well, her one kid and then her kid's friend taking them to school.
Neighbor.
I don't know where somebody comes who was allegedly under the influence of alcohol and drugs, smashes them, kills the one baby, injures the parent and her child. I mean, it's unacceptable.
Yeah, that totally.
Unacceptable, unacceptable. And the thing is, with alcohol, the consequences of your behavior now lie on somebody else. More than themselves. Your family, your friends, the people around you. Hey, you're better, Uncle.
Sizwe, I think, as the way you call, I think you have to start
That's funny. No, I think we've achieved what we were trying to achieve. If I'm being honest with you, right? We first did a serious show about extrajudicial killings. You can find it on our website. It's under podcasts. Ka959.co.za. And then once we ventilated all of the points that are to be considered based on merit, I then decided to do a satirical take on it, which is just a count of the number of people that have been killed. If you listen to the first show where I was being serious, I said that one day the commissioner will have to answer for this. And that day is coming soon. You'll say, Gasho. You'll see. There will be a commission of inquiry based on this.
In your professional opinion, Anne, when it comes to the taxi industry being formalized, what do you think the government did wrong from the get-go? Because it doesn't look like it'll ever be sorted. It doesn't look like it'll ever be formalized. So what went wrong? What could be done? But I don't think it'll ever happen. But in an ideal world, how would they solve the taxi industry issues?
So, you know, it's funny. The taxi industry has been formalized. And I'm going to take you back to the days of apartheid. The people will be like, apartheid again. But basically what happened was, when people, specifically black people, were moved to townships, just in jail to store them, but then the employment was only in the suburbs, they then needed a way to travel from where they were living to where the work was, right? Group Areas Act, you couldn't stay in the suburbs. You couldn't even be in the suburbs after 6 p.m. You had to produce an ID and say, Black people then, out of necessity, formed their own transportation system because they weren't catered for. Yes, but the train lines don't go, for example, everywhere where they need to go. And once they formed that system, it became very successful. People started becoming wealthy out of that. Taxi bosses, same thing with spazas, etc. and so on, right? Now, this went on for decades until the dawn of democracy. At the dawn of democracy, people realized, hey, this is a viable industry worth billions. Or Meg Maharaj then started to try to formalize it. And for all intents and purposes, they were able to formalize it. There was no such thing as taxi associations and routes. That's it. Most these are, if you're strong enough in the area, you take over some of the routes by force.
Wow.
And you have to defend your territory. That's why it's Pamus Velanje. It takes in. So, for all intents and purposes, it is formalized. People like to just talk and jay out of their pockets and say, taxi bosses don't pay tax. That's not true. Maybe there's some forms of tax that they're able to avoid because their business is largely cash-based, but it's not that they don't pay tax. There's a lot of things that you need in order to buy a taxi. And a tax clearance, for example, is one of them if you're going to get finance. And there's very few people that are able to buy a taxi cash. So all of those things have been addressed. Now, to go beyond that again, because the taxi association now realize how powerful they are, they've got a lot of leverage. That's why sometimes when the government tries to introduce some reforms, they push back. They go, no, that won't happen. That's just how a negotiation is. Even in the U.S., if you look at the truckers, right? The Truckers Association became that powerful strictly because they realized that you guys can't move goods without us. You see? Jimmy Hoffa was so influential because he ran trucks. So that's just how the game goes. Let's go.
I've got a question for Oompo. Giving the results of the Ballon d'Or this past Monday, do you think Uguti, the Ballon d'Or, still holds that credibility? And do you think Uguti, the right person for this season, has won the Ballon d'Or? Just want to hear your opinion on that. Thank you.
See, the one thing I love about award ceremonies, and this goes across the board, is that no matter who wins, there will always be a debate that ensues around it, right? So this was the very first year in many, many, many years that Cristiano Ronaldo or Lionel Messi were not a part of it. Just last season, we were having this argument around Lionel Messi winning it over Erling Haaland.
And he didn't deserve it.
Do you get what I mean? Mm-hmm. So there will always be arguments and debates around an award ceremony, but it doesn't take away the credibility and people still wanting to get it. I mean, even now, Vinicius Jr. has said this season he's going to do 10 times more so that he is undeniably the victor next season.
Personally, I feel like it does water the awards down mm-hmm. if people who don't deserve keep receiving these things. Even in the music awards, some get watered down because of, you know, people buy them now. And when we hear those things, we tend to lose interest.
I don't think that is the same with the Ballon d'Or. I think they've managed to maintain that level of prestige and players. I think the moment players stop wanting it, then it will lose the prestige.
I would like to know, why is it that Kaya FM play is able to show the name of the artist and the name of the song on the car, on my car radio, but then the other radio stations don't do that? Like, what are you guys doing? Are there some settings that you guys do in the background so that we can see this that other radio stations are not doing? Please help.
Yes, indeed. So it's a technology, basically, that we bought and opted into that allows us to do that. So essentially, our scheduling, we use a program called Zeta. We share that with the guys that obviously do the broadcasting for us, Centec. And when you get the signal, it will tell you not only which show you're listening to, but then it will also tell you whatever song is being played. If you use the app, there's certain apps where it will even tell you what's coming up next. So a song is coming up next. I know I shouldn't have said this because some people can go and cheat now when you play Sing It Back and they'll see what the next song will be. But yeah.
Hey, then why did you mention that now, particularly? That now you've told even more people.
But they don't know what the question is going to be. You may know the song, you don't know the question.
Oh, come on. That's a huge advantage.
Also, because you got to be on the phone. So that's why.
If you missed it live,